Good morning. So visitors also that are here today. Why don't we pray? Lord, we want to thank you for today and your goodness. I just pray, Lord, that your spirit would speak to each one of us today. And it's interesting that each one of us comes away from a preaching and has different points that touch them. Pray, Lord, you would speak to each one of us, take the distractions away, that your name would be glorified. In Jesus' name, amen. So I'm going to read a text, and it's one you guys will recognize, but I'll have you tell me which one it was after I'm done with it. Title would be Bearing His Image. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of man. And the light shineth in the darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not the light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. We beheld his glory, and glory as of the only begotten of Father, full of grace and truth. John 1. So the Apostle John made it pretty clear, and of course this is God inspiring him to write these words, that the Word, as we know, is Jesus Christ, and he came in the flesh for us. I think with some of the things they were dealing with back then is that people were struggling with who Christ was. And there were people wanting to say, he's just a man. He's just a teacher. He's just a prophet. You even hear that these days, oh, he was a good man. But they don't follow the words that Christ gave us. And so the word in Greek is logos. And it, looking into the Strong's, it was something said, an utterance, a speech. So Christ is logos. And it's pretty fitting for him because he came to this earth and he showed us who God was, who God is. So in 1:1 it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the same was in the beginning with God. So I see there that Christ and God are one and the same. It says, the beginning was the Word. So Christ existed from the very beginning before creation even happened. And we don't struggle with that because we know God has the answer. How did God suddenly, why he was there? And as humans, sometimes we'll use different ways of, okay, it had to be this scientific process that brought us to this point. But the truth is, we don't know. We just know that God is there. And so this word we're talking about in Hebrews 1 shows us how God talks to man now. So it says in Hebrews 1, as I get to it, God, who at sundry times and in diverse manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds. So Jesus is the way that he speaks to us. And I think when they make these Bibles with the red lettering, it focuses so much on Jesus. This is what Jesus said to us. This is what is important. And so in verse 3 in John, it says, "And all things were made by him. Without him was not anything made that was made." So Jesus was there in the beginning. It says in Hebrews 3:4, "For every house is builded by some man, but he that built all things is God." So that points to Jesus as the divineness of Jesus as God. And so in verse 4 it says, "And in him was life." We think of the beginning in Genesis 2:7. "And the Lord God formed man out of dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And man became a living soul." So he breathed the life into man. But also we have abundant life. We have spiritual life in him. So John 10:10 says, "The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and destroy. But I am come that they might have life and have it more abundantly." And the life was the light of men. And it's where we see there's two sides. There's darkness and light. And I want to align myself with that light. We see darkness to where it leads. We see darkness leads to vices, to drugs, to alcohol, to pursuit of things that aren't of God. We need to align ourselves to the light. In John 1:5, "And the light shineth in the darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not." I have to laugh at that in Spanish. It messes with me. "And thou comprehended it not." So in Romans 1:20, chapter 1, verse 20 through 22, "For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and the Godhead, so that they are without excuse." So it brings up the Godhead here, which would be the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. "Because that, when they knew God, they were glorified him not, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish hearts was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools." So the darkness comprehended it not. So their thinking was foolish. And we do see that in this world. Those that are running after their own lust, and just seems like that they're just given over to what they want to do, and they're not seeking God, even though he cries out to them. In John 1:7, "The same came for witness to bear..." Okay, I missed 6. "There was a man sent from God whose name was John." And we were in devotions The other morning, reading, what was that evening? Luke 1, talking a little bit about Zechariah and Elizabeth, and due to his unbelief, when he was in the temple, he was made dumb, which means he couldn't speak. And so when it came to when John was going to be circumcised 8 days after he was born, then the family, I guess the ritual was that you're going to name after one of the relatives. And then they asked Zechariah, and I don't remember if he wrote something out, but because the relatives were complaining, there's no John in our family. But then they wanted to call him Zechariah. And so then he said, no, his name is John. And that's when Zechariah began to speak and he prophesied. So his name was John. And 7, the same came for a witness to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. Would we fit this template? Because John's not so much different than we are. Or he's a human. And yeah, he did have a miraculous birth. I like the words, the way the King James put it, that his parents were well stricken in years. So they weren't expected to have any children. But God decided to do it this way and gave him the name John. Sometimes I think of the people that were named by God and they were set apart for God. Then I think of also in Revelation, I think it's the Church of Pergamos, they were saying that we're going to receive a white stone with a name that we'll only know. So he was set apart for God. And we're not beyond that. We should be set apart for God also. It says in verse 8, he says, he was not the light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. And I was trying to think of an illustration I could have that. I was thinking the sun and the moon. And the moon is actually is no light of its own, but it reflects the sun. And so John was the moon, and Jesus was the sun. But sometimes these last days you saw the haze that was over our heads from the forest fires, over 400 of them in Canada. And sometimes our light does not shine that bright, or Christ through us, because of that haze, the pollution in our lives. And we want to have those clear skies so the world can see. And he was bearing witness also. Farther down in the chapter, he would say to the people, he's preferred before me, John speaking of Jesus. Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sins of the world. John's always pointing to Jesus. He's not pointing to himself. It's Jesus. And we should do the same. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. It doesn't matter who it is. I found that interesting. Something that it says, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. So each of us that is born, there's that light when you come into the world. It's our duty. It's our duty to accept that light when we come to that age. And that's why I like seeing the youth making that decision. So, he was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. And I would question, why doesn't the world know him? Why doesn't the world know him? Did they not recognize him? Or did they not want to recognize him? And I think each one of us fits into that. That we who have recognized him, well, I want not this part, but we have recognized him, those who have come to Christ, but those that didn't recognize him sometimes just didn't want to. Or even some didn't even have an opportunity to. Some of these cultures that they dig up information on, they have a God that they serve that was so much in line with our God. And so, and they got that from creation, I would imagine. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, and the glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. So in Philippians 2, it's hard for me to imagine sometimes us being sons of God. Of course, I was brought up thinking the New Age movement says that we are gods. It's almost hard. It's not something we can obtain to be sons of God, is it? It's the person that we know. It's in Philippians 2, verses 6 through 10. Who being the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of man. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him, and given him a name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in earth, and things in earth, and things under the earth. So Christ came to show us what God is like, and this title, Bearing His Image, Christ did that. He showed us exactly, in our own human thinking, who God was and God is. And we should go out and do the same, like I was saying about the sun and the moon. We need to bear that image as clearly as we can to those around us. And praise his name.